Hey guys, welcome back to The Strong Her Way. It's Alicia here, and I am so happy to be with you here in 2021. I almost said 2020 again. I don't know that anybody would really be wanting to relive last year, but here we are in 2021. And honestly, one of the things that I love the most about January, but I also think this way, I think Mondays as well, is that it's like a brand new slate. Right? The whole year is ahead of us. Or like if we're thinking about Monday, we have the whole week ahead of us. And there is just something so magical, I think, about thinking about having this clean slate of 7 days or 12 months, whatever it is that you're thinking about, and to really just have all of that possibility ahead of you. And if you think about it, this is like one of the new mercies that we get to experience each and every single day as well, right? Like when you think about waking up in the morning, It can be the start, or it is really the start to a brand new day. And so even with that, there is just so much excitement, so much grace, so much mercy, so much just to look forward to. So I hope that this episode finds you doing well here in the new year. And today we're going to be talking about kind of a COVID fatigue and New Year reset. So this idea really came to me in December, which is actually when I will be recording this episode. And the concept of COVID fatigue was something that I had really started to hear more and more the later we got into the year, and just the longer that we were in the pandemic, and just kind of the roller coaster of things sort of opening back up for us here in Oregon, and then things kind of shutting back down, especially kind of around the holidays, and just that fatigue setting in, that frustration, just the exhaustion of what felt like kind of one long day, but where time went by so fast. I don't know if that was your experience in COVID and quarantine, but it was like, man, that year just went by so fast. But at the same time, it really felt like there wasn't a lot that changed. But as I have been even just reflecting back on this year, I am so grateful for all of the opportunities that this year brought. And I'm so grateful for all of the things that I learned about myself. And it really has kind of given me this new perspective of things to be thinking about and working on this year. And one of the things that I am most grateful for is just the way that I think kind of being in that unique position really highlighted some areas for growth, some areas for improvement. My coach, she said this thing once, and it really kind of stuck out to me. It was like, you know, people thought that COVID just kind of brought up all of these problems, right? Where it was like, maybe you were eating more, like overeating or stress eating, or you were fighting with your spouse more, or your kids more, or drinking more, or something like that. But what she said was that it's not that, it's not that COVID caused us to deal with things in that way. Those problems were always there. They were just so subtle. And the stress of the pandemic and everything else that happened last year with, George Floyd and just the racial and the social injustices and, you know, the election and all of that kind of stuff, all of that just sort of brought out or it magnified those problems, right? So it's like if you were fighting more with your spouse, chances are there were already some things kind of under the surface that were brewing. Or if you found yourself kind of constantly going to the cupboard or going to the refrigerator, there were already some issues around food that were brewing that were kind of there under the surface that maybe you just didn't notice quite as much until, you know, your life was in kind of this flipped up, upside down situation with COVID and quarantine and stuff. So, I would be curious to know from you what, when you look back on last year, like what were some of the biggest reflections that you have, or what were some of the biggest aha moments? And even just for yourself, kind of taking a second to think about that and to really just reflect. And even if last year was hard and it was horrible or was so stressful for you, what are the things that you want to take from that and take into this new year with this clean slate? So with that, we're going to be talking about COVID fatigue and the new year reset. So I kind of gave up the whole concept of setting resolutions a long time ago. And instead, I focused on, you know, setting goals, and then it was setting intentions. And I think the goals and the intentions really can kind of be interchangeable. But I think that concept of like a resolution, it's just, I think it's something that's just kind of played out. People, you know, it's set those with sort of this wishy-washy, not really committed to it. And oftentimes this kind of like, I don't want to say lofty, but I think the way that they approach or the way that people typically approach the concept of a resolution, it sort of is with the expectation that you're not actually going to follow through. And so that's where I really even like thinking about it as like a new year reset. And, you know, it's not even necessarily thinking about resetting because you need to be like this new year, new you, or even that you need to be like a quote unquote better version of yourself. But it's really is just kind of like refocusing, resetting, kind of dialing in your intention, your focus for the year. So it really is kind of hard to believe that we've already been in the pandemic for almost a year. I remember about this time last year, I was saying goodbye to my husband for 13 weeks and really kind of finding myself in this place of having to figure out how I was going to manage being a single mom for the next 3 months, running my coaching practice, teaching students and all of those kinds of things. But, you know, we managed through, we made it through. And so here we are almost a year later, and perhaps you were maybe kind of feeling this way a long time ago too. And just really, it's just kind of sort of settling in, but it's that the concept of COVID fatigue, like I had mentioned earlier. And this was a term that I really started to hear late last year, and it's been coming up more and more and more. And so I wanted to just kind of give you my take on it, right? My perspective and how you can kind of rest, reset, and get refocused on your goals and your priorities and really those things that matter the most to you in your life in this particular season. So real quick, just kind of a basic definition or one that I sort of came up with around COVID fatigue is it pretty much is exactly what it sounds like. It's being fatigued, exhausted, just kind of burned out on all things COVID related. So whether that's the distance learning, working from home, if you would rather be going into an office or if you're used to kind of working with other people, maybe not working at all. Having to wear masks everywhere, talking about like the vaccines, when are we going to get it? Are we not going to get it? Social distancing, really just anything that has to do with COVID, right? And just really having kind of that mental exhaustion from it, just being kind of sick of it, right? But beyond all that exhaustion, it really comes from our thoughts and our feelings kind of running the show, right? So it's not necessarily that we've been in quarantine or we've been in some form of lockdown forever. It's really the way that we're kind of thinking about it and the way that we are choosing to feel about it, right? So we can choose to have those thoughts that really, you know, kind of lend to feeding that frustration, feeding that exhaustion, or, you know, kind of what I alluded to in the beginning, kind of taking pause and really looking at it from a reflective standpoint. So what can I be grateful for? What lessons did I learn? What am I kind of proud of how I handled things? Maybe what are some ways that I didn't handle things so well? And just kind of shifting that energy just so slightly or shifting that focus just a little bit is really going to change your experience moving forward. So in today's episode, we are really going to talk about how you can rest up and reset in the midst of COVID fatigue and a global pandemic. Because I don't know when you will be hearing this, but I have a feeling that we still have a little ways to go. And so here's the thing to kind of keep in mind is that because we don't actually know how much longer things are going to be the way that they are, and there really is no guarantee that things will ever go back to like what that formal normal was, right? So instead of letting COVID and all of the uncertainty it brings us like kind of steamroll us, let's just focus on resetting. Kind of detoxing our mind a little bit, if you will, going on a little bit of a mental diet, so to speak. And so while we can't control totally what others are thinking about or talking about, right? So when you think about like social media or the news or wherever it is that you're getting your information, even if it comes up in conversation with family or friends, we can't control their perspective. We can't control their thoughts. We can't control what they're talking to us about, but we can definitely for sure kind of filter out what isn't being super helpful to us about it. Right? So we can filter through all of that information that is exhausting us, that's stirring up fear and sucking the joy from our lives. So that is really what I want us to kind of focus on is instead of just sort of consuming all this information or just kind of letting it kind of come into our minds, we really have to be on guard and super intentional about our mindsets and what it is that we're allowing to sort of, breach the gates of our minds, right? So one thing that I have kind of done from the get-go with COVID is just be super intentional about the news and all of the information that I've consumed around it. Right. And even with last year's elections, I was actively going out and seeking the news, seeking the information that I was looking for. And then I was getting out rather than like mindlessly scrolling through it. And here's the thing with like Google and Facebook and Instagram is that if you click on certain things or if you show interest with like certain search terms or hashtags or things like that, then the algorithms of those different platforms are just going to keep showing you more of that kind of content. So if you searched up, you know, COVID or elections or something like that once or twice, you're automatically going to start to see more things along that same line because the platform, whether it's Google or Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or any other platform that you're on, thinks that that's the stuff that you want to see. So it's going to start to show you more and more of it. So that's where really like being super intentional is huge, right? So it's like having a clear focus, having a clear goal of when you're searching out news or getting on a social media platform, and then just being really mindful of like, what are you on there to do? What is it that you're looking for? Get what you want, get what you came for, and then get off of there. And if I can be like totally honest with you, I really haven't been a big news person for years now. I can't say that, you know, I feel like I'm missing out on anything. So if you sort of feel like, you know, you're the person that's kind of always checking for the updates, always looking for the latest information, I would just invite you to kind of ask, how is that actually helping you? Is that kind of, is that serving you? Is that bringing peace? Is it bringing joy? Is it, allowing you to really be present in your own life? Or do you feel like it's kind of become this all-consuming thing? And if so, that's really where that idea of like a mental diet kind of comes from, or sort of detoxing your mind and just kind of removing some of that information, removing some of the news, removing some of those things that you search out, and just really kind of refocus on like, what's my intention behind getting on social or getting on the news? What am I looking for? Get it and then get off of there, right? But if you have to have the news, I feel like that's okay too. It's just like, again, setting some guardrails around that for your own protection, for your own energy level, your sanity, and really just to allow you to show up in your life the way that you want to be, right? Not necessarily being bombarded with everybody else's thoughts about the vaccines or COVID or really anything else that's in the news at the moment. So 2020 was kind of one of the biggest years for me, both personally and professionally. And I realized that perhaps I had done something slightly different than so many others who had been attached to the news since COVID first hit. And I think that really kind of being super mindful of where I was investing my time, really investing my energy in, you know, the key areas of my life and being super focused, I think that really was what kind of catapulted my growth, both in my coaching practice, but also in my personal life, was not getting sucked into, you know, what everybody else was saying, and really just being, again, like very, very, very intentional about what I was allowing to have my time, have my energy, and, you know, just deciding like, was that ultimately in alignment with my goals and who I, you know, want to be in the future, or who I even want to be today here in my life. Okay, so let's dive into your COVID reset plan for this new year, or just whenever you happen to be looking for this. And again, like if you're not listening to this, you know, during the pandemic, or if you're listening to this, you know, well afterwards, just think about like how you can kind of always be resetting, right? So in different seasons of life, with different events that are happening kind of culturally, there's always a chance for you to kind of reset and sort of take a step back. So this is really the perfect plan for you if you've kind of found yourself irritable, exhausted, and really just straight up overwhelmed by the events of the last 10 months or so. So first things first, we want to really take inventory of the amount of news and other content that we're consuming. So that, again, could be social media, it could be TV, could be radio news, all of it. So really just like get super honest with yourself. How much of your precious time are you giving to other people's thoughts and their agendas? So be honest here. You don't gain anything out of it if you're not honest with yourself, if you're not really, just taking stock, taking inventory, right? So you want to get some sort of idea, whether you track it in a journal or if you print out like a calendar sheet. You really want to be like every time that you're checking the news or you're checking for an update or something like that, you want to write that down so you can really get a solid idea of how much of your time and your energy you're devoting to this. Next, you're going to really want to look at setting up those boundaries. So if you want to stay plugged in, I think that's totally fine, but maybe look at setting up some time frames. So having specific times throughout the day that you're going to go looking for the news or that you're going to get on social media and really, you know, set a timer for that so that when it's done, like you can't just get sucked into just consuming and scrolling, right? So for example, maybe you say that you want to check in once in the AM, once at lunch, and once before bed, although it's not totally recommended for you to take your phone or take in all of that information when you want to unwind, when it's bedtime and things like that. So also kind of keep that in mind. But here's the thing, this is probably not going to be super easy to stick to, at least not at first, especially if you're used to kind of always sort of checking in, right? You have that old urge or that impulse, you know, it's like, ooh, I'm wondering like what's happening, what's the update, I haven't checked in a while. You might have that urge. And so it's going to take you a little bit of time to really just kind of have the urge of wanting to check your phone or wanting to check the news. And then just like allowing that urge to be there without taking action to satisfy the urge, if that makes sense, right? So we want to allow the scratch to be there or the itch to be there without scratching it, so to speak. So if you have your notifications on, I'm going to challenge you to turn them off, right? So make sure that you are only getting notifications for things that are absolutely crucial, things that you absolutely would need to know about. Otherwise, just turn them off. And just, again, this is kind of like taking that, that proactive or that offensive, not like offensive, like, you know, being offensive, but like taking the offensive role in this, right? So that it's just ensuring that you have to be super intentional about what you're going to do or what you're going to get onto the news or social for. So step two, set some goals for yourself. What do you want to have accomplished when you look back on 2021? Both personally and professionally, right? And I would say even further than that, what do you want your relationships to look like? So that could be your relationship with yourself, relationship with others, so like your kids, your partner, best friends, family, whatever. And then your relationship to God, to your creator, like what do you want that to look like for you as well? So here's kind of the homework that I want to give to you. And this actually kind of came to me as I was watching a TED Talk from the author Laura Vanderkamp. And last year I listened to her book. Oh my gosh, it's escaping me right now. Oh, I Know How She Does It. I listened to her audiobook, I Know How She Does It. And in that book, she followed highly successful women. So these were women that were running or like earning, you know, multiple six figures, running, you know, big sections of their company, had really important roles and things like that. But they also were married and they had children. And so she was super curious to know, like, how are these women doing it? Or like, do they feel like they kind of don't have time either? And so she went through and she had them keep these meticulous time logs, basically. And they really just kind of broke it down and looked at, okay, well, how are they choosing to spend their time, right? I don't know if you guys have heard this or not, but we have 168 hours. I think I did the math right, or I think I'm remembering this right, in a week, right? And so she just kind of broke that down, and it was, and you know, what she found is that time kind of flexed to what their priorities were and to what they were being intentional with their time were. So here you are, you're going to have your professional, your personal, and your relational goals, okay? So for each of those three sections, you want to set like 2 to 3 goals. So you would, in total, for those three primary sections, you'd have somewhere between 6 to 10 goals written down. Then you're going to break them down into 3 categories. Well, we already did this, work, professional, and relational goals. So pick 2 to 3 goals or 2 to 3 things that you want to work on in each of those areas. And then under each of those areas, so like on your piece of paper, you'd have professional. What are, for those 2 to 3 goals that you picked, what are all of the steps that you could imagine that you might want to take to reach that goal by the end of 2021? So for example, if you wanted to run your first 5K as like a personal goal, you would need to find a race. You might need to either get your shoes out of the closet, dust them off, or maybe you need to do some research and find some new running shoes, right? You might want to find a running program, something that's going to get you prepared for that 5K. You're going to need to schedule the time. And so you really want to just brain dump, like, what are all of the possible steps that I would need to take in order to reach this goal? Perhaps the hardest part for many of you is going to be to actually just go for the run, right? But we want to just make sure that we're kind of planning. So we want to schedule that time in. Like, that is definitely one of those steps that needs to happen. So just flush these goals out as much as possible. When you think that you've listed all of the steps, just ask yourself, like, what else could I do? Like, how else could I maybe, stick with this goal for the rest of the year? Then you want to schedule those items on your calendar. So you could do it quarterly. You could set quarterly goals for yourself that maybe build onto, one builds onto the next for the entire year. Or you could look at the whole year and really think about, okay, if I was looking back, in December 2021, and I was looking back on my life from like a personal standpoint, what would I want those highlights to be, right? So like if I were going to write like a Christmas card or write a Christmas letter to somebody at the end of the year, what are all of the highlights that I would want to include from this year? And that can really be kind of a good way to get you to kind of brainstorm some goals that really matter to you, that you feel like would impact you, but impact other people in your life on such a major level. And then when you're thinking about those professional goals, if you were looking at your end of the year review, what would you want that to be, right? Like, what would you want those highlights of your career or your profession to be? And then how do you get to work there? So you can kind of use that to sort of jumpstart some goals or really help you set some things that really matter. So after we get those all scheduled in, because we know if we don't schedule things, they tend not to happen, right? And I would even argue to say that if something doesn't make it on your calendar, then it's not probably as important as you maybe thought that it was, right? So after you get the goals, you get all of your steps fleshed out, you get it all scheduled onto the calendar, here is where probably the hardest work comes in, but it is definitely, I think, some of the most valuable stuff to take care of. And it's really is where you're going to have to manage your mindset through all of this. Because as we all know, we can come up with these amazing goals, we can put all these dreams on paper, we can get the plan into place, but then when it's actually time to follow through, we don't, right? In the moment, it doesn't always sound good to go for the run, right? But remembering that, oh yeah, I planned for this run to happen on this and this day, when we plan ahead like that, it makes it easier for us to follow through in the moment when it doesn't sound quite as good. Because keeping in mind that it rarely ever will sound as exciting as when we planned it. So when you feel like skipping out, you just have to kind of hold yourself to it, right? So this is that uncomfortable part, because it might be better to stay in bed, or it might sound like a better idea to stay in bed, right? Allow yourself to have the thought of canceling your plans with yourself or turning on the TV without actually canceling or turning on the TV. So again, this goes back to having that urge, allowing it to be there without taking action. Right? Allow yourself to have the craving for the chocolate or the dessert if it wasn't something that you planned ahead of time for, without actually eating it. I know it feels so hard. It feels so uncomfortable in the moment to kind of tell yourself no, or to remind yourself of, hey, like, we didn't plan this. We're sticking to our goals. We're sticking to that thing that matters. But I promise you that, one, you're not going to die, and two, you're going to be sending the message to your mind and to yourself that you're serious about your goals, that these goals matter. But no joke, this is going to be so uncomfortable at first. Your mind is going to give you all of the reasons that it would be okay for you to kind of skip out here and there, or it would be okay to cancel or do it later. And no, of course, you are not going to notice all of those little cheats, if you will, or like all of those times that you skip out on yourself or that you cancel on yourself, but they add up over time and they will slow you down towards your goals. So just to be clear here, I'm not talking about you being like super rigid or coming from diet mentality if you're setting some goals around food or your body or anything like that. And I'm definitely not talking about coming from kind of that hustle energy, right? That feels more like a slave driver. But it is talking about, I am talking about you saying that you're going to do something and then following through, even when it's uncomfortable, even when it's hard. So I promise you that if you go through, maybe re-listen to this again if you need to, because it was kind of two parts there, right? So it's like the COVID fatigue and really setting up those boundaries around your time and around all of the news and the information that you're consuming, whether it's around COVID or not, even if it could just be social. And then the second phase, or like kind of that next layer, is looking at the end of 2021. What are the things that you want to accomplish for yourself professionally, personally, relationally, and then getting to work to kind of set those goals, break them down, really attach to the why, attach to kind of those compelling reasons of why you are wanting those things. And I would even invite you to make a list of like 20 different reasons, because one reason that feels compelling in one moment may not necessarily feel quite as compelling in another moment. So you want to kind of have all of these different reasons in your back pocket so that when you do feel like canceling, when you do feel like, you know, going on the run later or maybe not doing it this week and being like, I'll make up for it next week, you can draw on one of those compelling reasons and you can practice kind of keeping your word, keeping your promise to yourself, just like you do to everybody else in your life. So if you follow these steps, I promise you're going to have the blueprint for the year 2021. It's going to be scheduled in on your calendar, right? You're likely going to have such a renewed sense of your purpose. You're going to have more energy. You're going to feel like you have more of your time back. You're going to for sure be getting yourself out of this COVID funk, and you'll be able to get to work on some goals that maybe you've been putting off. Remember, we can never control the world or the people around us, but we can always control our response to it. So I want to ask you, what do you want to choose this year? Hey, thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I hope that you found value in this episode. If you did, please consider leaving a review and sharing it with your friends and your family. And if you would like to take this work even deeper, I want to invite you to message me either on social, you can find the links in the show notes, or shoot me an email, alicia@aliciacarlson.com, and let's talk about what coaching could look like for you. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Thanks again for spending your time with me, and I'll talk to you again real soon.